Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live all across the country on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Going to talk some NFL draft with one of our favorites next. Mike Lombardi joins us on the Beck Hill Guest Hotline. He's host of the GM Shuffle Pod, author of Football Done Right, setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and history of the NFL. But before we get to the NFL, Michael, I see you tweeting a lot about Joel Embiid. Are you a Sixers fan, and where are your frustrations?
Well, I mean, I am a huge Sixer fan. My frustrations have been the difference between, you know, what a great talent is and what a great player is. I mean, Embiid, no one's going to argue about his talent, but for 8 years, he's never really been in condition. If you look at his playoff record, his ability to play in the fourth quarter, you know, when the game's tough, when it's hard, that hasn't been his thing. And a lot of it is, too, is the whole organizational mentality there run by Josh Harris, your new owner of the Commanders, is kind of a lax, player friendly, you know, if you don't want to play, it's okay. There's no real grind to it. And, you know, they've never had a tough minded team. And I've been watching this for 8 years, and as talented as he is, he's the only MVP who's never gotten to a conference final. Mm-hmm. And so the media continues to make excuses for him. Couldn't get a rebound in the fourth quarter yesterday. Couldn't score a point in the fourth quarter. The second half, now you say, well, he's hurt. He's always hurt. Mm-hmm. Because his conditioning is so bad. It's his conditioning has been a problem. I love Doris Burke. She's great. She said he's exhausted in pregame.
Huh.
And I've been saying it for 8 years. Like, at some point, when are you going to – Brett Brown and I had this discussion after he had after he was crying when they lost to Toronto. I told Brett Brown I would hang that picture of him crying in the building, because if it means that much to him, maybe he'll get in shape.
Well, I mean, I know we're going to talk NBA draft or NFL draft here, but I watched the entire game, and I couldn't believe how many offensive rebounds the Knicks were getting, especially in the second half.
He was playing like he was Johnny Rosselli in a cement tube. He had no movement.
Right.
He couldn't move, but that's him.
It wasn't just him, Mike.
Oh, no,
it was the entire team.
All of them.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the other thing, too. He's 7 feet, too, but he plays like he's 6'4". Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a guy that plays out in the perimeter? Like, he's a small forward. He plays like a small forward. And everybody says this, guys. They say, well, you got to get the right pieces around him. They've been trying for 8 years to get the right pieces around him. You know why they can't do it? It's because they call him a center, and he plays like a small forward. That's hard to get pieces around a guy that won't play the way a center should play.
Well, that has changed in the NBA game. But let me get it to Josh Harris, because you made a little interesting comment there. What should Commanders fans think about how Josh Harris runs the Sixers, how it might relate to how he'll run the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been a Sixer fan my whole life. I think the Josh Harris era has not been good. It has not been. I say this as a fan. You know, I mean, he's been very player friendly. He's been very GM friendly. You know, he's allowed people to make decisions that hadn't really been of the utmost. I mean, we traded Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith because one of his part owners said that if you look at the numbers, Zaire Smith and Mikal Bridges are the same player. No, they're not. You know, we drafted Markel Fultz and traded a first-round pick to get up to him. Drafted Jahlil Okafor. I mean, it's just I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it on Twitter. I'm going through all the mistakes. I mean, 8 years, going back to the Doug Collins era, the Andrew Bynum. You guys forget about Andrew Bynum. Remember, they traded everything for Andrew Bynum. He never played. He went bowling. So it's just been a horrible existence to be a 76er fan. And
hold on, Michael. You're speaking of Wizards fans. You're speaking of Wizards fans in Washington.
But you didn't go through the quote-unquote process. The process.
We are now.
You have to have the process, you know, where you don't develop any competitive nature within your team. You don't develop any toughness within your team. Why do you think the Miami Heat and the Knicks are kicking their butts? Because they have no toughness as a team. And what Josh Harris has to understand is the NBA is a completely different enterprise than the NFL. And if you want your GM to run the NFL, if you want him to run your team, there hasn't been a track record of that success where the GM GMs and the head coach just coaches.
Well, what do you think about Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders in his first draft?
Well, look, I think a lot of it's going to come down. Was he right on Jaden Daniels? I mean, right. That's his whole draft, yep. Right? I mean, look, the 49ers in 22, the year that, you know, that Peters worked for him in 2022, they had one of the worst drafts in the league. They got an A for it by Niner Nation. They said they got all these great players. They never mentioned Brock Purdy in the seventh round. That saved their draft. That is the A in the draft. You know, these drafts today, especially, guys, in light of this, and I think you have to be really, really sensitive to this instance. Because of NIL, a lot of the kids that would have come out stayed in school because they're making more money. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making more money. And so this draft had probably 100 less juniors than it typically would have, which diluted the draft. And so it's going to come down to, did they hit with the right players? You know, did they hit with the guys they had to hit with? Did they hit with Seinfeld in the, you know, as a nickel corner? Did they hit with, you know, Sinault, the tight end, Daniels? I mean, those early picks, McCaffrey, they've got to hit with those, you know, and Coleman, the left tackle, they got to hit with him because they don't have a left tackle on their team right now.
So were you a Daniels guy over Drake May before
the
draft?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I mean, look, Drake May's a project. Drake May's going to take some time. It's going to take all of a year because, you know, his production in college in the ACC as a redshirt freshman was good, as a sophomore not so good. There's a lot to like about Drake, but there's awful a lot you're concerned about. Look, I'm concerned about Jaden Daniels too now, so we get this clear. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is really athletic, and he gained over 1,000 yards rushing. The problem when you watch Daniels, he doesn't throw the ball inside with great anticipation. And secondly, when he takes off the run, he runs. Whereas Patrick Mahomes takes off the run to make a big play. The second play from the quarterback is the most important play in all of football. Is the guy that moves right, left, and is the ability to make a play down the field. Daniels didn't do that. Now, I'm not saying he can't learn to do that, but he didn't do that at LSU. And when Saban played one robber against him and spied him and eliminated his running ability, that became a problem for him.
I see you're not a fan of the Falcons GM.
It's understatement of the year, isn't it? I mean, that didn't take much. I mean, look, are you, look, the idea to draft Michael Penix is a good idea. To sign Kirk Cousins is a good idea. But the two of them together make a horrible idea. You know, and so why would you do that? Where is your job as a general manager is to link the free agency to the draft. Okay. And so you can't own, if you have just very little money in the bank, would you buy a second Rolex? Of course you wouldn't. You can't wear two Rolexes, mm-hmm. right? So why would you do this? You've passed two years in a row now. You have passed a dominant defensive tackle in the draft. You passed him right up. You passed up Jalen Carter last year to draft a running back. You passed up, you know, Byron Murphy this year to draft a backup quarterback who then you come out and say, well, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that means we're doing well. No, it doesn't. You can't even pick up his option 4 or 5. You know, are you going to play him? You can't. What are you doing? I mean, this isn't Ferris Cameron's car from Ferris Bueller. You just can't keep it in the garage.
Were you surprised that the Giants, I mean, they got a stud receiver, but they did not make a play for a quarterback? Obviously, they didn't think one was good enough there at six, and they're going to go with Jones. What do you think?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all by that, because if you listen to what John Mara said at the owners' meetings, and I wrote about this for VSiN Online, he said very clearly, he said, I'll favor them drafting a quarterback if they're in love. And he used the word love. Mm-hmm. And I knew they were in love with Drake May. I don't think they were in love with J.J. McCarthy. And so they're there. And remember, John Mara, the president of the team, he's the reason why Daniel Jones is making all that money. He loves Daniel Jones. He drafted Daniel Jones a sixth pick overall. Nothing more would make them happy than Daniel Jones being successful. It's almost they're willing it to happen. It won't, but they're hoping it will. I mean, they've gone 10 years. They're the only team in the NFC East that has not won the East in the last 10 years. They have the worst record in the last 10 years in the NFC East. It's a shame, because the Giants should be a stellar franchise in the league. But because they can't, they fall in love with their players. They love their players. They make bad decisions.
You know, getting back to the quarterbacks, Mike, six drafted in the top 12, which is unbelievable. And just based on – now, this could be a totally different year. Maybe this is a year where four or five of those quarterbacks become, you know, second contract quarterbacks with whatever team that they were drafted by. I would bet against it just based on history. But, you know, based on history, four of these six are going to bust and probably will be backups or be on a different team in 4 years. Your thoughts on the entire group?
I think, to me, a lot of this draft gave us some real true insight into players and who coaches the player, right? If you look at Michael Penix at Indiana with Kaden DeBoer, really good. When Kaden DeBoer left, not so good. Goes to Washington, reunites with DeBoer, starts to be good. Daniels, you know, Arizona, change coach, goes out. LSU, really good. You know, the only guy that changed programs that stayed good was Caleb Williams. But I think a lot of this is going to come down to, like all quarterbacks, the system that you operate the player in and how you develop the skills within that system. And does the player fit the system? You know, that's the key. If you're Adam Peters, you're basically building a baseball team that around Jaden Daniels' skill set. And so you got to be really good. Look, I said this earlier, he doesn't throw the ball inside. So you got to be really good on the outside. You got to be able to really have outside receivers, which Washington does with McLaurin and Dotson, you know, where you can make plays down the field. Now, they can't do what they did last year, which was one of the worst performances of an offensive staff I've ever seen. Just put the quarterback out there and let him get killed. Of course, nobody talked about that in the media. It was malpractice at the highest level.
And he was proud
of it, too.
He
was proud of it. He kept saying Andy Reid would be so happy with me because I called all these passes. How about winning the game? How about coaching the game to win? What about whatever happened to that?
Well, that's why he was there 1 year.
That's why
he got thrown over.
I thought it was despicable what they did with Howe. I mean, they had something there. I mean, let's say he's not a superstar, but they had something they could have molded, and they just threw him to the wolves. I mean, it was just crazy.
And I said this to three or four head coaches in the league this offseason.
Yeah.
I would rather have had Sam Howe than a lot of these quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round.
Really?
So, which one specifically?
I would rather have Sam Howell than, other than Caleb Williams, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than any of them.
Than Jaden Daniels?
Wow.
That's a massive statement.
What do you think Jaden Daniels would have done in that offense last year? He would have never made it through week three.
He would have never made it through week three.
This kid is tougher than nails. He got the crap beat out of him.
He did.
He made every throw he could make. They gave him no help at all. Riverboat Ron was standing over there watching the enemy call passes, and he was too scared to tell him to not do it. The year before, he was telling Scott Turner, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball.
Right.
He brings the enemy, and he's too scared to tell him anything.
So true.
So true.
He was intimidated.
He was completely intimidated by him. He thought, you know, he didn't want to rattle the cages. He didn't want to do anything politically that could upset the thing. The players were upset with Ron for not saying something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Got mad at him.
So true.
Do you think that Sam Howell then unseats, if he's so good, does he unseat Geno Smith in Seattle?
Oh, I think they got – look, let me tell you something. There are about four or five teams that wanted him. The Eagles were all over Sam Howell. They wanted him bad. They wanted him bad.
They wanted him
over Jalen, or they just wanted him as a backup plan?
They wanted him as a backup because, okay. I mean, look, they could have – look, Philly would have put Howell in a game, fixed him up, dressed him up, and sold him to the highest bidder 2 years from now.
Mike Lombardi's a howler. Yes. Who knew?
Yes.
He's a howler. Well,
tell these guys. He has raw ability there.
He has unique skills. He's a real – and you know what he has, which he proved last year beyond a shadow of a doubt? He has incredible toughness.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. To play quarterback in the NFL – you have to hold the ball to the last second to make that throw. You have to know you're going to get hit, but hold the ball long enough. Just think about this play. Super Bowl, Jared Goff. He's got Dante Hightower coming straight at him, right? And he's got a receiver in the back of the end zone open if he just holds it an eighth of a second longer. But he lets it go, and what happens? Stephon Gilmore intercepts the pass, game over. Mm-hmm. That requires – now, I'm not calling him that, – that's I'm not saying he's not tough. That takes an innate instinct to do that. You've got to hold it just a tad longer, right? And Hal did that.
But they said he did it too much. Mike, I love the kid, and I rooted for him, but they said –
let me ask –
yeah.
Whatever they said, throw it in the window. They got the kid beat up.
No, I agree.
They destroyed this poor kid.
No, Mike, but if
I were Sam Howell's father, I would have driven to D.C. and I would have gone berserk.
I agree.
I would have gone berserk.
I agree, but here's what the naysayer said, and it was hard for me to dispute this, that he had the same problem in college. You know, the pressure to sack ratio was off the charts, and that was a sticky stat, et cetera.
What Mike Tomlin says it all the time. What do we get paid? What's coaching supposed to be? What alternative did he have behind to hold the ball? Did he have any safe options? Did they have a 5-step drop game where the ball came out of his hand quick? Of course they did.
Yeah, no, it was abysmal.
Did they attack the defense in the way they need to attack it? I mean, just think about this. Put Sam Howell with Andy Reid. What do you think you're going to get?
A lot better than what we got last year, for sure.
Of course you are. Yeah. See, here's the thing that people don't understand about the National Football League, because we have a PR machine that handles the coaching staffs, and they tell you who's good and who's not. The reality of the NFL is there's very few people who can coach the quarterback, and even fewer that can evaluate them. And so that's not from Michael Lombardi. That's from Bill Walsh, and he's right. So what I go back to, who's ever coaching these guys, right? Kevin O'Connell will probably make J.J. McCarthy a good player. Sean Payton will make Bo Nix. Whatever you think of Bo Nix, he'll probably do the right things for Bo Nix. He's not going to let Bo Nix throw the ball 87 times a game. He's going to make sure he has an alternative. You watch this kid at Washington. Same thing with Drake May. That North Carolina offense was abysmal. He had no chance to throw the ball. He had no outlet. They overload pressure him. He had no chance to make a play.
What about talk about before we let you go? This is too good. Talk about Kingsbury and Kavita or whatever, and then Blau and all these guys. The staff they have to surround Daniels. What's your opinion?
Well, I think the job is for Cliff Kingsbury to figure out exactly what the strengths are or Jaden Daniels and how they have to put the offense. It can't be Daniels fits into Kingsbury's offense. It's got to be Kingsbury fits into the skill set of Daniels.
Right.
And they've got to manage the game in a three-dimensional way. They've got to be able to have balance within their team. They've got to be able to take the pressure off them, and they got to allow him to grow. And they got to protect the hell out of him, which is something that Washington had not been able to do in a few years. I mean, that offensive line going back to when Scott was there, that has been abysmal.
Mike, you clearly think that – you said it. You think you would have rather had Hal than Daniels. Why don't you think – Dan Quinn and Adam Peters wanted to keep Howell?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think they probably just had watched the tape and said, hey, look, you know, they need a fresh new start. You know, they're putting their signature on the team. I wouldn't have said I wouldn't have drafted Daniels, but I certainly would have traded Hal. I would rather have Hal than Marcus Mariota as my backup. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why they had to run him out of town so quick. He's on a rookie contract. He's cheap. Look, the Chargers did this. They drafted Phillip Rivers. They kept Drew Brees on the team. And what did they have? You know, they had two good quarterbacks. And Brees had to go to free agency on a bad shoulder. But Brees found his way. I would not have given up on – you can't give up on players, and the 76ers do this constantly all the time. So I learned – until you know what you have. I don't know if Adam Peters or Dan Quinn really knew who Sam Howell was. You can't watch that tape and really say, well, it's all Sam's fault, especially when I'm watching it, and they lead the league in passing attempts. You know, they lead the league in trying to throw the ball. They don't even try to run it. They're 26 in yards per attempt rushing. They're 23rd in rushing. They're 32nd in rushing attempts, yet they were 7th in yards per attempt rushing. How does that make sense? Here, you've tried to run it the least amount of any team in the league, but per carry on attempt, you were 7th.
Believe me, we talked about it all season long. Eric Bieniemy's offense was a head scratcher. Mike, always love talking to you. Best of luck
again.
With the
you.
New book. It's called Football Thanks, Done guys. Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. Always love talking to you. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
We'll get back to the Commanders at 9 o'clock with Chris Russell here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.